The following paid program is a broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. How are you, Dr. Tong?
Great.
We have a very exciting show today. We have an in-studio guest with us who has a lot to say, and we know that you will enjoy the show today for sure. Paul, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm an airline pilot from Corona Del Mar, California, 36 mm-hmm. years old, and I travel a lot, and I sit down a lot in my job.
How long have you been an airline pilot for?
I've been working for this company for about 5 years, but flying mostly all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you sit a lot and you're traveling a lot. So why don't you just kind of tell us your story?
Well, basically, it was about 3 weeks ago. I was listening to this broadcast in bed because I didn't sleep much the night before from lower back pain, and I thought to myself, "Wow, this Dr. Tong makes a lot of sense."
Good, thanks.
And, you know, I've been told so many times, oh, pain pills or surgery or this or that. And I was like, wow, you know, I don't want to take drugs because I can't when I fly. You know, I need to be alert, and the FAA doesn't allow us to do that. And I
so, you're not allowed to take any drugs.
Not even pain pills?
Not
well,
even
no. Well, I can take, you know, over-the-counter, but not the things that most orthopods want to prescribe.
Right, for back pain.
Percodan and, like, you know, stuff like that. I don't like taking stuff anyway. And I play a lot of tennis, and I basically had to give up my golf game because I couldn't rotate my spine. You know, I couldn't bend over to putt, and, you know, that's a pretty active lifestyle. And so my wife, Veronica, we went on the website immediately, and we tried to make an appointment. We were really disappointed because we couldn't get until May 7th. So I told your secretary, I said, well, put me on the standby list because I really want to get in, and, you know, my back is just killing me.
How long have you had a back problem?
The last 5 years, it's been chronic, with left pain, sciatica, and left knee pain, and lower back pain, and you know, every night it was restless sleep, and, you know, I didn't get much sleep, and I'd wake up the next morning tired, and for my lifestyle and my job, you know, it's really not a way to live, you know.
Right, and your sleep cycle's not normal either, right?
No, it's
because you're a pilot.
Yeah, I go, like, tomorrow I'll be leaving for Europe, and they're 9 hours ahead of us. And so tonight, if I get a good night's sleep, it'll be good to start, you know.
Well, you're sleeping better since you came to see me.
Absolutely. The first two nights afterwards, you know, my wife was happy.
Why don't you tell us before you came to see Dr. Tong what other methods you tried?
Well, I went to a chiropractor, and, you know, at first it feels okay for a little bit, you know, a little heat therapy and a manipulation, but they want to keep doing it over and over again. It really didn't deal with the true pain. The pain always there.
And it always came back.
Yeah, it always came back. And I've been to orthopedist. I've had two arthroscopies on my left knee, and, you know, they want to they put me in orthotics, which didn't hurt my feet, didn't really help too much. They want to prescribe pain pills. I've been to acupuncture before, but it didn't...
How many times?
I've went to, probably about 10 times at least. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't quite, you know, your combination of treatment seemed to... I'd never had pain-free before. In the last couple of days, you know, I've really been playing tennis at the club just...
After the first treatment?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about the first treatment?
In fact, I want to mention the place you play tennis. The listener, remember Larry, Dawu, Henry, Naomi, they all come from the same place.
Oh, yeah.
And you know some of them, but they haven't talked to you about me yet.
It's ironic. It's the number one tennis club in the country because we're so competitive. It's a very high-level tennis club. Lindsay Davenport plays there, and we've been a host of the Davis Cup, and we play a very competitive tennis.
And many of them come here for treatment.
Yeah, well, a tennis court is really hard on the body because you're jumping up and down.
And concrete.
If you can alleviate your pain, you can play a lot better.
It's not the tennis court, it's the player himself, how healthy you are. It's not the virus, not the bacteria, it's not the tennis court, it's not the trauma, it's the person.
That's true.
Yeah, see, you have the one treatment. The tennis court is not hard to you anymore.
Well, that's true. I actually, yesterday I was playing doubles, and this is honest to God's truth. I ran for an overhead quite well, and I was really light on my toes, and I ripped a forehand up the middle, and I just like, wow, I haven't moved like that for quite some time.
That's only out of one treatment.
Yeah.
Today you have the second treatment.
And so, you know.
So how did your pain improve after the first treatment?
Well, my lower back pain pretty much, it was gone, which was amazing.
And you have a severe knee pain also.
Yeah, severe knee pain and chronic sciatica. And I told my wife, Veronica, I said, wow, this is the first time in 5 years I haven't had pain. So it encouraged me to do more.
Yeah.
So I jogged on the sand and the beach, and I stretched.
Jogging on the sand is very tough on the knee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do it on the hard sand, but just to get my heart rate up, you know, I might as well take advantage of it. But before my tennis match, I usually don't stretch because it hurts so much. Mm-hmm. I stretch during, when I'm warmed up. And before my match, I said, wow, I feel kind of loose. So I went through a whole stretching routine. I did my quads and the whole thing.
Next time you remind me before the treatment, I'll make your stretching much better.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. So, Paul, today you had your second treatment, is that correct?
That's correct.
And how do you feel right now?
I feel great. I'm pain-free, and you know, I'm not dreading another nine-hour flight to Europe tomorrow.
You sleep a lot better today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we get to our...
How about emotionally? Do you feel any better?
Actually, I do. I feel kind of like invigorated. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like I haven't had coffee. I just had half a cup of tea, but I woke up alert. You know,
we'll expound on that point, invigorated. After that, we have another guest, okay? So, Paul, you're free to make any comment as we go through this and listen to comment and story from our second guest.
Okay.
Let's get Dee on the line.
Hello, Dee.
Hello,
Dee. Hi, Dee.
Hello.
Dee, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
How are you?
I feel great.
Good.
I'm good.
Dee, why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I live in Huntington Beach, and I'm a manager, an operations manager.
Mm-hmm. And a very good one, too, I heard, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Yes.
But so, I just, I came to Dr. Tong because I had severe sinus problems.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you had that? Tell us the whole story. You know, what other problem do you have, and how long have you been seeing different kind of doctors?
I've had sinus issues for probably about 8 years.
Okay.
And probably about the last 4 years, it's been pretty chronic. Mm-hmm. I just every day I wake up with a sinus headache, one side or the other behind the eye, every single day,
mm-hmm.
And can't breathe at all. So every morning I used to get up and can't breathe and a headache all the time. So I was constantly taking Tylenol, sinuses, tablets, or the Sudafed, or something constantly, or just going to the doctor for just temporary relief at the time, just to get rid of the headache
mm-hmm.
and just the pressure.
And what kind of doctor have you? What kind of treatment have you gotten?
Just going to the doctors and just trying to get, you know, just mostly only just temporary relief. It will just take the infection away just for a short time. And then after, I would always constantly have sinus headaches all the time. It's something I've just lived with for a good 4 years, and now just after coming to you, it's been great.
How many treatment have you had from me?
With you, I just had my second one just last week.
Yes.
Treatment. And yes. I can breathe, and I don't have congestion, and I haven't had a headache for 2 weeks. And that's amazing, especially this time of the year.
You haven't taken any over-the-counter or anything?
No. No Tylenol sinuses, no Sudafed, nothing. I'm just taking all naturally, everything that you've given me naturally, that's all I'm taking.
Not even vitamins. I give you food supplements,
right.
Food concentrates.
Right.
Yes.
And just with the herbs, it's been wonderful.
And you hear a story like this all the time, you know, chronic problem, 8 to 9 years, and after one or two treatment, you get better. And usually, I do this, okay? This is like a typical thing, and it's not no atypical. And many, many people, I treat at least 5 new patients a week, but not everybody who would like to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And all share their story, okay? And so you hear 3 or 4 people or 2 or 3 people a week, you can assume 10 to 12 people that I'm getting better every week.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It is amazing. You know, I was a little reluctant myself, and then I was thinking, you know what, I don't know if this is going to something that's going to work. And then I was referred from a really good friend that had sinus issues just as I did all the time.
Yes.
And she was a strong believer, and she went to you, and she doesn't have any sinus headaches, no sinus issues. She gave me your card and said, go to him, I believe in him, and he's going to make everything wonderful.
See,
and it has been. It's been unbelievably. I haven't had a headache, like I said, for 2 weeks.
See, we are talking about cure.
Mm-hmm.
Cure means after a certain number of treatment, you will not need our treatment or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Just eating right. Conducting the right kind of lifestyle and avoiding all the factors that cause
right.
the symptoms in the
mm-hmm.
first place. That's why each person, if you go to a doctor and the doctor also explains to you what you are doing wrong in your life that causes this problem. And most doctors don't do this.
Right. Well, they don't know what causes the problem.
Yeah. Even the alternative doctors, they don't go through your diet and stuff like this. No, I go through at least a minimum major factor mm-hmm. like the heart and cold food, which mm-hmm. most people ignore.
Yes.
And they don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I paid the price last week when I was a little bad.
See?
And see, I won't do that again. I'm not going to do that again, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does. It does make a difference. It makes a big difference.
Did you have any other problems besides the sinus problems, allergies, headaches?
Just, you know, I didn't realize that I had a little bit of lower back pain.
Lower back pain. Oh, also I rehear you have nosebleeds.
Yes, I had nosebleeds,
mm-hmm.
and that really concerned me. I think that's the last 2 years I've had nosebleeds.
That's
probably when I thought I was really something, I better do something here.
Okay, nosebleeds usually cause too much heat in the lung. So eating spicy food, hot food that I talk about all the time, okay,
mm-hmm.
most people, acid is like yang and hot food. And the heat can cause the blood unable to stay in the vessel, then they
mm-hmm.
come out. So
mm-hmm.
nosebleed is like heat in the lung. So you stay away from the heat type of food, you won't have nosebleed anymore.
And I have been staying away from that because right 2 days before I came to see you for the first treatment, I had
mm-hmm.
a nosebleed. And
yes.
normally if I have one then, I usually have one shortly thereafter,
mm-hmm.
okay.
and I haven't had one for 2 weeks now, so
see,
I think it's all tying together,
yes.
everything that you are telling me what to do, and I'm following.
Incredible.
I'm committed.
Yeah. How are you able to handle your job now since you got my treatment, emotionally and effectiveness? You know, you found any change?
I have. I'm just calm. It's
good.
Amazing, and how I sleep, it's unbelievable. I'm sleeping really restful. I'm very rested when I get up.
Yes.
Well, you felt the same thing, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I woke up, I was kind of dreading because I had an early a.m. appointment today.
Yes.
Thinking that I wouldn't get quality sleep from back pain, but I woke up 7:30 and, you know, I had to get my wife out of bed, which is the first.
Mm-hmm. On a Saturday morning,
yeah,
too.
I came, you know, shaved and, you know, showered, and I was well rested.
Yeah, I know. That's how I'm feeling. I felt that last 2 weeks, it's been great.
Well, I went through this during the time I was sick. Never want to get up. And it's the most awful feeling because you don't have any, you know, you just don't feel like, no getting up.
Okay?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, you know, I jump up. I got so many things to do.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I overdid. And that's what happened.
Overdoing it is a big problem because people feel so good. They feel they can do anything.
And that's what happened to me a couple of weeks ago. And I went the other way. You know, I overdid it. I have a hemorrhoid problem for a long time. But I always able to inject myself and control it. And it's not bad, okay? And then I got too tired. And I ate things that are too cold instead of too hot. I took too much lemon. See, many times you listen and you read about the Western way of clearing, you know, gallbladder flush.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is actually very good. I recommend to all my patients. Mm-hmm. But I use too much lemon along with the...
And then the
lemon, the coldness drains away my chi. So my rectum came down. And that was the most awful thing, actually.
What do you recommend to combine with the lemon? I mean, because they say just lemon, right?
Yes.
You flush it, but then how do you counteract
use
that?
Less.
Use less.
Yeah, use less and don't use so much. I had 4 lemons in one time and drank it all. it's a good learning experience, you know, but it was awful. You know, the pain.
I think it was a painful experience.
Uh-huh. Well,
the post-op surgery was painful, but the worst thing was actually the drug they gave me. You know, the surgeon was good. The surgeon was really, really nice. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
did I remember. Very good job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the narcotic caused urinary retention. And I could not urinate. And that was the worst thing. And I got spasm. And just as urine come out, you stop. After 45 minutes, just stop.
That's Western medicine for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any other comment you want to make?
No, I just thank you very much. And I'm going to continue and be committed, definitely.
Yes.
I'm not going to eat bad food, hot foods. No hot foods.
Well, let me tell you.
Like you said, later I can once I get my body lined up
later.
And... Yes. Working well.
It's a dynamic thing. Nothing is permanent. It depends on whether you're cold or hot, the weather, and so forth, and how strong you are. The more strong you are, the more junk food and stuff that you can put in your body and it won't affect you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I am. I'm getting stronger every day. I can feel getting better and stronger and just getting great sleep and feeling very rested when I wake up, and that's a big, big improvement.
So when did you have your first treatment?
When?
Yeah.
April.
It was 2 weeks ago, I think. Mm-hmm. I've only gone twice. 2 weeks.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The
second. The second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
so
you had two treatments for now the 12 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your improvement is not just like a temporary thing.
No, that's the great part about this. It's not just something. When I take Tylenol Sinus, 2 days later, I probably have the same headache again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This one, no. It's ongoing. Like I said, it feels like it's getting better and better every day. It gets stronger, and that's why I said I'm staying committed to this. If this is the results, that I'm very pleased, and this is wonderful for something that's going to last for a long, long time.
Yes.
And it's not just something that's going to last just for a week or 2 weeks, and then you're back to where you started.
Exactly. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. If you have a question for us today, give us a call at 1-800-551-3880. 1-800-551-3880. Well, Dee, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Dr. Tong.
You're welcome.
For everything.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, I want to mention one thing, okay? To get a permanent cure. My treatment do not cure. My treatment only support the curing system, the healing system of the person. So you can reverse the disease. But to get a permanent cure is totally the responsibility of the patient.
Right.
You can never get a permanent cure by the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should we get our next guest?
Yeah. Can we get Kendra on the line?
Kendra.
Hello.
Hi, Kendra.
Hello.
Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Yes.
Kendra has been on our show before, if you guys want to listen. Actually, exactly a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Really?
April 13th and April 6th, 2002, show number 74 and 75, of those of you who are listening. It's posted on our website. How are you doing, Kendra?
Good.
Kendra, actually, you know, probably most people remember her daughter, Jenny, yeah. You know, who was so afraid of my treatment, but she became suicidal with depression, and finally you convinced her after 4 years of talking to her, and she came to me. Now she's addicted to my treatment.
Yes, she
said over and over again, every time she comes to see me, she get elated, but she didn't like my treatment. She still liked the effect immediately afterwards, you know? Yeah,
yeah, she can't wait to go see Dr. Tong. And before she was hiding in the corner.
Yes, the first time. Okay, tell us what happened to you this time. You got some new injury, so tell us about your injury.
Well, I fell off my bicycle onto my head, and I didn't have my helmet on.
Mm. Oh.
So I think I did something to my equilibrium.
Right.
And you're giving me injections in the...
Well, tell us what are the symptoms? You know, you could not swallow, you cannot...
Oh, yeah. I couldn't swallow. I would just go, okay, now I'm going to swallow. And then I would, like, you know, grip with pain and then swallow. And I went to Dr. Tong, and he...
How long did you have the symptom?
For 2 days, probably, I had it.
Because
when I fell on my bike, it came, like... about a week later, because I don't know what happened. My ear got clogged or something, and I got the flu.
Mm.
I'm not sure what happened.
You remember you said that you were trying to come to see me, and I was sick.
Yes.
So you had a symptom more than 2 days.
Yes. Well, I fell off my bike like a week.
Yes.
And then I came and saw you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then the symptom of my ear with my throat happened like 2 days before I came to see you.
Mm-hmm.
It was like... it. Caused it, I think, the falling off my bike.
Right.
Caused my ear.
And your neck was very painful.
Oh, oh, yes. I was in so much pain.
So your ear and your neck, and then you couldn't swallow. Was there anything else?
On my head, I had like vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
I get real, real dizzy. And that's improving.
And you went to the emergency room. So what did they do for you?
At Hogue. They gave me 20 Vicodin.
Whoa.
20
bites? That will make you more dizzy.
But I wasn't even in pain at that time.
Ah.
I wasn't even in pain. I just,
oh, really?
They said from 1 to 10, where's your pain? I said 0. That's,
no
kidding. You know, 10 being the worst.
And they give you 10 Vicodin.
And they give me 20 Vicodin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you take it?
Well, I took it when my ears started hurting, yes, because it was just so painful. I couldn't even bear it. And then after I left Dr. Tong, I was fine.
The first treatment, correct?
Yep.
So how did your Vicodin help your pain in the ear?
It did for a few minutes.
Mm.
And then, you know, probably an hour, maybe 20 minutes. And then I'd have to take two more. You know, and it says to take, what, one every 8 hours? And I was taking two every couple hours. That's how much pain I was in.
Mm.
So how much pain you have now? How many treatments have you gotten?
I don't have any. I don't have any pain in my ear.
You only have two treatments for me, right, so far?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first one did it for my ear.
Yes.
Yeah, but my vertigo, you know, it was like, I'm, you know, still working on that. I'm still a little dizzy, but it's improved completely, you know.
Oh, that's
great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So today the magic number is two treatments.
No, don't let that.
I would go every day if I could.
Okay. I just don't want that to be misleading. Two treatments on chronic problem usually are not
absolutely
good enough.
One it was one treatment with the chronic problem of my ear. That was chronic.
Many times the improvement was dramatic, but many times you need more treatment to stabilize you. To stabilize.
Yes, I need probably need three more maybe for my vertigo.
But even then, okay, it's so much less expensive.
It heals. But it heals so much more than just, you know, one thing. You know, mm-hmm. You just get to be so much healthier.
Well, Kendra, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck to you. We hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Good.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. That was Kendra on the line. She's been on our show before. She was on last year, April 6th and April 13th, show number 74 and 75. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have questions, call us at 1-800-551-3880. Well, I have a question.
551-3880.
I have a question for for Paul, for Dr. Tong, because he's flying a lot, right? So
yes.
What can you help him, you know, is there any homeopathic remedy you can
yes,
give him to help
something
with the jet
called,
lag?
I recommend a bio clock regulator,
mm-hmm.
because you're going against nature.
Mm-hmm.
The body is part of nature. Okay, you were supposed to be sleeping soundly at 12 midnight and go to the other side of the hemisphere in the 12 noon, okay? And so you're totally against nature over there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very harmful. So, and one of the things I always recommend patients to go to sleep early and to get up early, because then you'll be in tune with nature's yin and yang energy,
mm-hmm.
to absorb the both energy for calming and for energizing. And basically, and Paul, you have some Chinese pill that what you were using that helped?
Yeah, it seemed it's kind of like a supplement. I would take them during the day and try to more calm, you know, because like tomorrow I'll leave for Germany,
mm-hmm.
and I'll get into Germany about 5:30 a.m. Monday morning.
Mm.
So I'll be sleepy.
Yes.
But see, my cycle is, like you're saying, I'm going to try to adjust my circadian rhythm to where I am.
Yes.
So instead of going to bed, I'm going to go work out.
Oh, good.
And go outside and try to stay awake.
Oh.
Till 7 or 8 at night, and then I'll get a good night's sleep.
The homeopathic and my treatment, you know, my treatment had helped. When you use the homeopathic, you'll see the symptom will be a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you didn't have my treatment and still had the pain.
Oh,
yeah, it'd be very lousy for you this trip, believe me.
Well, sitting in that chair for 9 hours at a time is...
And with a lower immune system, with the SARS going on, and you might even catch that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let me mention comment on the point that you say you're invigorated, okay? Basically, I'm putting human is a spirit. You have a body energy called the human mind, assigned by the spirit to go in your body and open up circulation, provide the intelligence, provide the energy for the human body. And you block this energy from going in by stress, by eating the wrong kind of food, and by trauma and so forth. Okay,
right.
So all I do is open those antennas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why more of this energy, Chinese called qi, go in your space. And Paul, you feel like more yourself.
Right.
Thank you. I mean, I feel great.
And you don't get quite as irritable and impatient and anger like before.
How's your tennis game now?
Oh, my tennis game's, I'm moving quicker.
Yes, that's after one treatment. Today you only have a second treatment.
Yeah.
But that's also why not everyone gets SARS as well, is how strong they are. Everyone's
exactly.
talking about the vaccine, you know, people going in to help in Hong Kong, and they're getting sick too because they're not strong enough to fight against it. And
they are going the dead wrong approach, believe me, okay?
Really.
My approach is right. I'm sorry to say, not be arrogant.
It's not arrogant, it's truth.
No, it's the truth. It's how strong you are. It's just, that's the truth.
Yes.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, call Dr. Tong during the week for a free, quick phone consultation, or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. We're located at 2790 Harbor Boulevard, Suite 300 in Costa Mesa. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
The Foregone Program is a paid broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
You're listening to Hot Talk AM 830 KPLS, Orange, home of the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.